Only his dogs know the truth, the awful truth. And it's so shocking that I'm not at liberty to reveal it. Honest, no kidding. I've sworn a solemn oath, and I sure wouldn't want to. I mean, this kind of stuff is supposed to remain sealed for 50 or 60 years. But what the heck, maybe it wouldn't hurt. If I revealed several of the darkest truths about Slim, would you promise never to repeat them? I mean, a dog could get himself into a world of trouble if this ever leaked out. Tell you what, I'll let you listen to a secret report about Slim. Things known only to his loyal dogs, but you must forget that you ever heard them. Promise? Okay, here we go. Hang on.
Shocking Revelations File, number 425-33309-47576B. For dogs only. Top secret. Shocking revelation number one. The elastic in Slim's undershorts is so old and worn out he has trouble keeping them up. They slip down, in other words, and one of these days they're liable to end up around his ankles. Shocking revelation number two. Slim doesn't change his socks every day. That is one reason his boots stink. The other reason is that his boots are 10 years old. Shocking revelation number three. When he does change socks, he chooses socks with holes in them. Some have a hole at the toe, others are worn through at the heel. His reason for continuing to wear them is, this is a direct quote from Slim, the holes are at the ends and the rest of the sock is still in good shape. Shocking revelation number four. Slim snores in his sleep. He denies this, but if you want the truth, ask his dogs. Believe me, he snores. And two winters ago, he snored so loud he cracked a window in his bedroom. No kidding. End of top secret file.
So there we are, the whole book on Slim's darkest secrets. There may be others, but this will do for now. At this point, you should forget you ever heard this stuff. You promised. But we were talking about Loper, weren't we? Yes. He had just started his mesquite fire in the barbecue grill and had gone back inside the house with his ridiculous pale legs, leaving me and Drover to finish our heartless interrogation of the cat, the dumb cat.